Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening all over North America. You could be at home. You could be in your vehicle. You could be on the road. You could be in the woods. You could be in outer space. You could be under the water. You could be under the sea. You could be wherever the hell you at. I'm just glad I'm here. Regardless of where you're at and what you're doing, I'm going to be here. I will definitely be here for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show, though. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody on a smart speaker. All you have to do, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We're about halfway here through the second quarter in Sacramento, and the Kings currently lead the Warriors 40-33. We know they had a hell of a game, probably the best game of the playoffs so far on Saturday night, where the Kings came out on top. And right now, the Kings are trying to go up 2-0 against the Golden State Warriors as this series continues on. We know not even a couple of hours ago, right before I went on air, the Philadelphia 76ers, they went up 2-0 against the Brooklyn Nets by beating them 96-84. Speaking of Philadelphia, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the richest. I guess we can call him now the richest. He is the richest quarterback in the NFL right now, Jalen Hurts, a 5-year extension, $255 million. We're going to get into Jalen Hurts. We're going to get back to Sacramento. But let's talk quickly about this game. 96-84, Philadelphia over the Brooklyn Nets. Nets don't have no damn firepower. How much more do I have to say? Tyrese Maxey had a career high tonight. 33 points. Philadelphia, well, career playoff high. Philadelphia was down at halftime. They went on a run, and Brooklyn couldn't keep up. If you score an 84 points in this modern NBA, you suck. Tyrese Maxey, after his career high in the playoffs, he spoke to Stephanie Reddy, and she said, "Man, y'all sucked at the beginning. How'd you end up winning, Tyrese?" This is what he said.
It was a slow start for this team in the first half. What happened with you guys? You know, they did a little bit of different things defensively tonight. They did a little bit of trapping, a little different trapping. But, you know, we were prepared. We went to halftime. We figured out what we were going to do. And, man, I had to talk to Joel, man. To be someone that's so dominant and get trapped every single play and still be able to make the right basketball play, that was big time for him.
What does it say about your team that you can come back, go on a run, win the third quarter, and don't have a ton of production from the possible MVP of the league?
We're deep. We're deep. And, again, hats off to him. He's been trusting us, man. He trusted me, trusted Tobias to make some big shots tonight, and that's what we did. Then we came out on this end, and we got real stingy. We got every rebound. He had, like, 20 rebounds, too. So, you know, that was a good team effort.
Yeah, that was on TNT. Yeah, let's get the short version of this. The head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, he was pretty much asked Jacques Vaughn, hey, what went wrong? He had a very simple answer. Let's hear the short version.
The success that you guys had in that first half, where did you see the Sixers make some adjustments and how did they kind of ignite things for them?
Yeah, the only adjustment was made was that ball didn't go into the hole for us. We got open looks. They tried to go zone. We had enough shooting out there. The ball just didn't go in.
Yeah, bro. Well, that's how basketball works now, doesn't it? The ball does not go in, you lose. That's just the nature of the game. And so the Brooklyn Nets are down 2 to Philadelphia. It wouldn't shock me if Philadelphia sweeps them, or maybe they get lazy and allow Brooklyn to pick up one victory. And I just told you about the Sacramento Kings and Golden State. Sacramento currently leading 45-36. We'll keep you up to date. But let's go from the West Coast back east. Let's go back to Philadelphia. Because the biggest news in the NFL today came out of Philly. We talked about Patrick Mahomes earlier today and the discussion around his ankle. Patrick Mahomes said his ankle isn't fully healed as of yet. But as a part of that, he also talked about Jalen Hurts. And today we learned that the Philadelphia Eagles gave Jalen Hurts an extension, 5 years. $255 million, $179 guaranteed. If you have to think about per year, he's making more money than any QB in the game right now. He is making $1 million more than Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, he's still not a New York Jet. And so Jalen Hurts, let's keep this in mind. Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. Jalen Hurts, if you want to think about his contract, he's entering into the last year of his rookie deal where he was paid $6 million total over 4 years. That's what the original contract looked like. You can throw out whatever bonuses, adjustments. His deal, being selected in the second round at number 53 overall in the pandemic, 2020, a four-year deal, $6 million. He's now going to be making $179 million guaranteed. And if he lives up to his contract, he could be looking at basically on average 51 a year. And the way that Philadelphia adjusted his contract, it's backloaded. And so he's going to be saving the 76ers, so much Philly sports. He's going to be saving the Eagles some money on the front end. And if you think about the average per year, Jalen Hurts just went to the Super Bowl, didn't win it. He's making 51 a year. Aaron Rodgers is making 50. Russell Wilson is making 49. And we know the disaster year he just had with the Denver Broncos. Kyler Murray is at 46. Deshaun Watson is at 46. Patrick Mahomes is at 45. Daniel Jones just got his deal. He's at 40. I don't think anybody can complain about Daniel Jones' contract. And we all knew that this was coming for Jalen Hurts. And it's well-deserved. I mean, he competed at an MVP level. 3,700 yards passing, improved as a passer, 22 touchdowns, was on the ground for 13 touchdowns, 760 yards, and I mean, damn it, they went all the way to the Super Bowl, and Jalen Hurts basically set records there. Most rushing yards and most rushing touchdowns by a QB in Super Bowl history. Let's not forget how close this game was. The Chiefs walked away 38-35. The only thing missing here for Jalen Hurts was a Super Bowl MVP. And someone who took notice before he even got paid and wanted to pay him compliments before the game, after the game, was the guy who actually did win the Super Bowl, and that was Patrick Mahomes. While Patrick Mahomes spoke to the media today and addressed everyone about his own ankle, and I'll allow you to hear that momentarily, Patrick Mahomes also took a minute to congratulate Jalen Hurts for this deal and what it means for future quarterbacks. Take a listen.
First off, congrats to him. I mean, he deserves it. I think he's someone that plays the position the right way. He goes about his business the right way, and that's why they were in the game, the Super Bowl. And I mean, he played a great game in the Super Bowl, and it proved a lot of people wrong, even that were still doubting him. Obviously, it's great for the quarterback position, the black quarterbacks that are coming up behind us and them getting their deals. I mean, obviously, we know with Lamar and everything going on there and trying to get these guys the deals that they deserve. It's really cool to see, because now there's not hesitation on guys to get these deals. And even if they have to utilize running to make stuff happen, there's such big impacts on the game that they're getting the money they deserve. And so our job in this league is to go out there and win football games and to make money while we do it. And I'm glad to see that the guys that are doing it the right way are getting the job security that they deserve.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. You know, I have folks every now and then, and people believe it, and they're well within their right to do so. I think it's extremely short-sighted. Folks who believe that, running quarterback will never win the Super Bowl. It will never happen. There's a whole lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda. If Jalen Hurts and the Eagles won the Super Bowl, would you be screaming that? Would you still be screaming, running quarterback will never win a Super Bowl? Jalen Hurts looks damn good running the football. He looks even better. He's improved as a passer. And you heard Patrick Mahomes. Oh, he went out and he mentioned Lamar Jackson. We're going to get into Lamar momentarily. But the man who got paid today, if you want to know what type of head he has on his shoulders, after the Super Bowl loss and even before, Jalen Hurts is so even about everything. So focused, it wasn't a shock at all the success that he has had over the past year, 2 years, 3 years, as he was a second-round pick and just got incrementally better every season. He was asked after the Super Bowl L, man, how are you feeling? How did you handle the pressure? And Jalen Hurts made it simple. I'm out here playing for myself and my teammates. I don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. I'm not here to prove anything to anybody on the outside. Listen to Jalen Hurts after the Super Bowl loss.
I don't do this to be loved. I don't do this to be hated. I don't do this to seek anyone else's approval. I do it for the guys in the locker room. I do it for the guys in the locker room. I do it for all the time that we've invested into this. Do it for the love and the thrill of growing at something, and you put the work in and you go out there and get it. You know, you go out there and you make it happen. And, you know, it is a tough feeling to come up short. You know, it's a very tough feeling. But I know that the only direction is to rise.
Taylor.
And, you know, that'll be the MO going forward.
The only direction is to rise. That's it. And that's exactly what he's done even before Jalen Hurts got into the NFL. He was supposed to be the hot shot. Remember that? And then Tua Tagovailoa had to come through and save them in a national championship. And then Tua Tagovailoa took the job. And then Jalen decided, okay, the job isn't here for me anymore. I'm going to go to Oklahoma. He goes to Oklahoma. Is selected in the second round of the draft, has to play behind busted up, broken Carson Wentz, takes over at the end of the season for a handful of games, proves himself as a solid starter in year one, going to the playoffs and then losing to Tampa Bay. And then in year two, Super Bowl. Every category improved. Passing improved. Running the team improved. They had no choice but to pay him. He was the number 53 pick in the year 2020, the COVID year, okay? You want to know who was selected number one in that draft? Joe Burrow, who's already been to a Super Bowl and lost. You want to know who was selected at number five in that draft? Tua Tagovailoa, his former teammate at Alabama. And people are looking at Tua Tagovailoa down in Miami, and they're trying to figure out whether or not his head is even healthy enough to make it through a complete season, let alone his whole body. You want to know who was selected at number six in that draft? Justin Herbert, who in the modern NFL has been able to obliterate just about every modern passing record for a dude who's only played three seasons. And then you got the guy today. $255 million, $179 guaranteed. What does this mean for the QBs in that same draft? Well, if I'm Joe Burrow, I want to get paid the same amount of money. I've been to a Super Bowl. I was selected in the same draft. Give me $51 million. If I'm Justin Herbert, I'm saying to myself, and poor Justin Herbert, he plays for the Chargers. I don't know what type of deal they're going to give him, because the stupid Chargers, their family, they're arguing amongst themselves. They don't know what they get paid. And so Justin Herbert, I don't know, he may have to suffer for a little while, but he's going to want to get paid just probably right under whatever Joe Burrow gets. Hey, Kyler Murray's getting 46. Well, damn it, pay me 50. And then you heard Patrick Mahomes. This is going to set things up for future quarterbacks, isn't it, right? What is Lamar Jackson thinking today? Lamar Jackson says, I'm a one-man team. I won an MVP with a great team around me. I have not gone to a Super Bowl. And so after today, is Lamar Jackson's leverage hurt? I mean, if you think about it from a team perspective, not an Aaron Rodgers, I can win MVP's perspective, but if you think about it from a team perspective, who should make more money than Jalen Hurts right now? I don't know. If you really take a look and you think about what everybody is getting paid and what they've accomplished from a team perspective, okay, Russell Wilson, for what he is Russell Wilson overpaid? Maybe, maybe not. He's getting 49. Kyler Murray, he went to the playoffs once and got smashed. He's getting paid 46 for being Offensive Rookie of the Year. We know why Deshaun Watson is getting 46 mil. And Patrick Mahomes, oh yeah, he makes only 45. Josh Allen only makes 43. Where's Lamar, Mr. MVP? Jalen Hurts, 179 guaranteed. Russell Wilson, 165 guaranteed. Kyler Murray, 160 guaranteed. What's the deal supposed to look like for Lamar Jackson? Do the Ravens want to commit 5 years to him? I don't know. Not on his injury history, I wouldn't. And if you want to think about guaranteed money, shouldn't it be built on a sliding scale if his deal is to be less than five per? There's one winner I definitely know today. His name is Joe Burrow. Both he and his agent were looking at chops because they have a justified reason to say, give me 50 or give me 51. It should be real simple moving forward, and then guaranteed, I want 180 of that too. So congratulations to Jalen Hurts. 5 years, $255 million, more money committed to any quarterback that we have seen in the NFL. But who's next? Is it Burrow? Is it Lamar? Is it Herbert? I know it ain't going to be Tua Tagovailoa. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll tell you about these quarterbacks. I want to tell you about a team looking for a quarterback. And then I want to update you on this game between the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to do all of that on the other side of the break. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. At this moment, at halftime, the Sacramento Kings, they lead the Golden State Warriors 58-52. Sacramento looking to hold on to this lead and go up 2-0 against the defending champions. The Sacramento Kings playing at home, and you know damn well at the end of this game, they want to go ahead and light that beam. Let's see if they do it. Steph Curry leading the way for Golden State with 15 points, and then right now for Sacramento, Domantas Sabonis leading the way with 12. Right before we went to break, we were talking some NFL action. Huge news that will have big implications for the next few quarterbacks eligible for contract extensions, as Jalen Hurts, who just came off of an MVP caliber season with the Philadelphia Eagles, today signed a 5-year contract extension worth $255 million. About $180 million is guaranteed, and you can bet your ass Joe Burrow will get slightly more than that. Justin Herbert, if the Spanos family can figure out their life, he will be in that same range. And if you are Lamar Jackson, you once again have to look at this contract today and you have to go, well, damn. If Jalen Hurts, who's 24 years old, just went to a Super Bowl, something that Lamar hasn't done, but Lamar won an MVP, and he didn't get a fully guaranteed deal, That doesn't help Lamar Jackson in his cause or case at all. And so it will still be very interesting to see what happens with Lamar, as I expect Joe Burrow to probably be next here on the totem pole or the next domino to fall. And as Jalen Hurts, if you think about the average per year, is the highest paid quarterback that we have ever seen at 51 per. And for right now, he's the highest paid player that the NFL has seen for now. Let's see what happens with Burrow. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Thomas is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind, Thomas?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about, what about Aaron Rodgers? I know that he won a Super Bowl, and he's one of the greatest quarterbacks. What's happening with Aaron Rodgers? I know these highest paid quarterbacks are getting their money, but what about Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers was the highest paid quarterback up until today, where he was making about $50 million per season. And Aaron Rodgers is still basically waiting to be traded from the Green Bay Packers over to the New York Jets. There's not much of an update there. We'll probably have to wait all the way until the draft at the end of this month before he's moved. Now, the sticking point isn't so much about what he's done or what he's accomplished or what he has left in the tank. But I changed that. The sticking point in Aaron Rodgers' deal is what he has left in the tank, because nobody knows. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he entered into this offseason basically saying, I don't know if I want to play anymore. I thought about retiring. And so what's to say that he doesn't go to the New York Jets, play a season, and then think the same damn thing again? Oh, well, it's time for me to go. I quit. And so the New York Jets are supposed to have given up a first-round pick for a one-year rental. Where's that equal? And so they have to come down to some type of parameters where they say, man, this is actually a deal that makes sense, where the New York Jets don't feel screwed, even though there's a high possibility of that, knowing that you're bringing in Aaron Rodgers. And the Green Bay Packers want to say, well, where's our value if he actually stays and he's worth it to you? So it's not as cut and dry as we traded a dude in his prime and we know what he's going to do. Aaron Rodgers could quit, because that's what he's been thinking about openly for the past several years. And I guess the only team that he would make sense for outside of Nathaniel Hackett joining the Jets as the OC is the fact that misery loves company now, doesn't it? The New York Jets have been absolutely desperate for years looking for a quarterback, trying to pick up a championship. New York Jets and championship just sounds so dirty. 68-69 here. And Aaron Rodgers, come on, he's kind of on his last legs. Where else could he go? Misery loves company. Speaking of misery, there is an NFL team that knows a whole hell of a lot about misery. And so Jalen Hurts gets paid. Aaron Rodgers waits to get traded to the New York Jets. But the Houston Texans, for the most part, they're pretty miserable. They're pretty a miserable franchise as well. They've been able to turn things around. D'Amico Ryans comes in for Lovie Smith. We know Lovie shouldn't have been there. We know Cully shouldn't have been there. And Lovie just out there trying to win football games at the end of the year cost them what could have been the number one selection. And so the Texans are in familiar territory. They're selecting high in the draft. Not number one, but number two. They're coming off of a crap season. What else is new here? But there is one consistent. His name is Nick Caserio. He's been the general manager here for the Texans for the past 3 years. He's been with the Patriots for the better part of two decades. And after all these garbage seasons, there are a lot of folks who've been hoping and wishing that he just gets the boot. And he had to answer this today during a press conference. And he sounded embarrassed to even say it. He's like, hey, folks, you might hate my guts. I may suck. I still might be a New England Patriot mole, but I'm not leaving.
You know, before we take any questions, quite frankly, I'm almost embarrassed that I have to say anything. Honestly, I feel like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, but I'm not leaving. There's never really been any substantive discussions of the sort. Grateful and appreciative of the opportunity that my family and I have here in Houston. We understood when we arrived, when we got here, that there was a lot of work to be done. And I think when you look across the NFL landscape, there's work to be done in every organization.
No, damn. I don't know if my friends and you shout out to everybody at the Loop. I don't know if my folks in Houston, they want to laugh or they want to cry when he says something like that. I'm not leaving. I'm staying. Well, maybe D'Amico Ryans being there will make things work. Maybe the fact that they don't have to think too hard about the number two selection, just take the next best quarterback, maybe that'll help them out. And so Nick Caserio was asked about that as well. He's like, hey, y'all are selecting at number two. What the hell are you going to do?
We've received some calls, actually, on the number two pick. So I think our job and responsibility is to listen and not rule anything out. And I think whatever the end result is, come Thursday, you know, we'll be prepared to go, either way. So if you want to quote me, are we open for business? I'd say we're open to listening. So if you want to change the vocabulary this year a little bit, but, we have received a few calls. And again, I think our responsibility is to listen, to try to take the information in and then just make the right decision.
He sounds like someone who gets swindled for a living. Like, he sounds like somebody, you know, you knock on the door and then you try to sell him some knives or something, and he's just, He's just handing over all his money. He sounds like someone who gets swindled. I'm sorry. And so the Houston Texans, Nick Caserio telling everybody, oh, yeah, we're open for business. We might trade the number two pick. Yeah, it'd have to be some sorry-ass franchise behind you, desperate for a quarterback that would give you multiple. I don't know. Like, would you swap out with the Colts? Are the Colts going to be that desperate? I don't know. The Texans need a QB, too. Don't trade the pick. Keep it. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. John is here from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
Hey, young man. Listen, I want to defend Lamar Jackson's stand here a little bit. It's a long book to be written yet on his career, and there's a lot of money. Obviously, everybody, as long as he stays healthy, a lot of money for him to make yet, and who knows, the final contract he might get might be the biggest and the most guaranteed in a year.
Yeah, he might. But the larger picture is, up until now, based on his injury history, it may not be the smartest of things. He's given up a little bit of security. Can there be a gigantic pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? That is a very big possibility. But up until now, what he's probably holding out for is probably not on the table anymore.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, how much money do you need? One of the golfers that went that didn't go to that LIV thing was like, hey, listen, my life isn't going to change that much if I make $16 million or $40 million.
Well,
and
that's,
if this guy's going to make $32 million.
You can't tell me we don't know what his deal is going to be on one hand and say you're going to defend him. And then on the other hand, tell me, well, how much money does anybody need? I would think in the NFL, and I don't care what it is, because there are multiple golf tournaments now. There's only one NFL. It's not like Lamar Jackson has other options here. The name of the game, when you sign your first contract and you are drafted for any professional athlete, is to make as much money as you possibly can, because it's a limited window that you can operate in before you are given the boot. And when you're Lamar Jackson and you end one season with a concussion and then you end another season with a knee injury and then you end the other one with an ankle injury, I would also think you go out there and try to get as much money as you can. You know what, John? I think for a guy who came in as a number 32 overall pick and has probably been underpaid up until this point, he wants to max out, and he wants to get what his contemporaries are pretty much making. That's the name of the game. It's nobody to say, oh, well, how much money do you really need? Well, tell that to him. Tell that to his family. Tell that to the family members that don't even exist yet. How much money does anybody need? How much money do you need? Give me some. Sheesh. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Right now, the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings, they're still duking it out. About halfway through the third quarter right now, Sacramento leads 71-64. Sacramento trying to take that 2-0 series lead. Right before we went to break, we talked about some of the news in the NFL today as teams start to convene for OTAs. We heard from Patrick Mahomes. He gave an update on his ankle, said that he is not 100%, but I mean, damn it, it's April. He doesn't have to go play games until September, real games until September. We talked about Jalen Hurts picking up his new contract, 5 years, $255 million. You know, what does this mean for Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and Lamar Jackson? Well, in the case of Joe Burrow, he will still get paid. Herbert, even though his owners are a little off, the Spanos family, Herbert somehow, some way will get paid below Joe Burrow. And then Lamar Jackson, who we know has just been operating from, I don't want to say a deficit, not having an agent here, he has yet to select a deal. And he still might hit the jackpot. But the best of the deals that he might have gotten may not be here anymore. And with Jalen Hurts not taking on a fully guaranteed deal, I think it's a foregone conclusion for Lamar Jackson to get one. It's just a matter of where he gets slotted. Is he going to wait for Joe Burrow to get his deal? Is it going to be a five-year deal? Will it pay him more than everybody else? That's definitely to be seen. And then we also talked about Nick Caserio, a general manager of the Houston Texans, who basically said, it doesn't matter if you hate my guts. I'm not Jack Easterby. I'm not going anywhere. And then in a few minutes, we'll talk about DeAndre Hopkins, who also appears to be on the move, or would prefer to be on the move. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kwa is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kwa?
Hey, JR. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I really do think Nick Casario's really gotten a bad beat. I look at all the draft moves that he's made with Jalen Petrie. In my mind, could have been the rookie of the year. Derek Stingley, he's just made a great contribution. Signing these prove-it deals with Dalton Schultz and stuff like that. And Damian Pierce, he just, to me, he got a bad beat because of Davis Mills. Like, we were trying to prove it, but really didn't give Davis really much to work with. So it gives Nick Caserio a bad name because you didn't have many pieces to work with, and it's a rebuild.
But I think what you're correct. It is a rebuild, and this is why he's sticking around. But what it looks like moving into the future is going to bear more fruit. Here's the deal.
Right.
Former New England Patriots all across the NFL have a certain stink on them, regardless of whether it's justified. You know, someone like Matt Patricia, like the players absolutely hated his guts. And the fact that here you're the Texans, you're in the dump of the dumps. And I'll give him credit for this, but even to that degree, you got to be a complete dope if you're screwing up the Deshaun Watson deal. Like, you got to be a complete dope. Of course you're going to get picks. You got three first rounders plus additional picks after that to get Watson up on out of town. And so to have Stingley in and to have Pearson, yeah, it's a plus. But this is the part that I would say ruffled people's feathers. The past 2 years were a wash. We just saw the Dallas Mavericks go out, and the Dallas Mavericks told everybody, yeah, we trying to suck out here on purpose. Can you imagine NFL team? Well, I know Washington Commanders basically went out and said, yeah, we're trying to suck on purpose. The Texans, the writing was on the wall. Cully was nothing but a glorified babysitter. Lovie Smith was the same. They hired a bunch of coaches just to show up until they could just try to wipe away Deshaun Watson. And so you can make a case for Nick Caserio and say, oh, it's a rebuild. It is. Well, now it's time to continue showing something. And so you got this number two overall pick. And I don't know if anybody outside of Houston, I go to Houston every now and then. I'd be shocked when people would tell me, oh, we got to see what Mills is. Sure, you got to see what he is, but now you saw he sucks. And so now you have a chance. Number two. Don't trade it. Get the guy that you want. Unless you know for sure that the guy that you want is potentially going to be there for the Colts. But go ahead, get that new QB. And then maybe 5 years from now, you pay him $255 million. And then hopefully he's not calling over massage therapists to massage his things. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Damien is calling up from Fort Worth. Damian, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going? I'm really glad you took my call tonight.
This Lamar Jackson thing
kind of baffles me at this point. I mean, dude doesn't have an agent. He's still sitting out there. And I think every day that goes by, he's just losing more money because he didn't want to do the right thing and just, you know, get an agent. If your family's going to do your business for you, you know, how much money is it going to cost you and is it worth it?
Well, I think it's to be seen whether having an agent is doing the right thing. We've had multiple players come through the NFL not operate with an agent. Richard Sherman didn't have an agent. I don't think Richard Sherman is necessarily, going broke and or poor. Now, whether or not it's following the agent's advice, it's to be seen. One of our callers did call up last segment, and he pretty much said, oh, man, well, there could be a pot of gold at the end of the tunnel for Lamar. And that might be true. Or he might have missed out on his larger deal. I would think that the deals that are coming up outside of the NFL pretty much saying, hey, we ain't giving away a guaranteed deal. There still might be a contract for him. I still would lean towards this a possibility that the biggest deal and the biggest get, it could be gone, but we don't know. Lou is calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Lou, quickly.
Hey, JR. I'm just puzzled by the Jets trying to acquire Rodgers because throughout his history there, his playoff record is 12-10. He won the Super Bowl the one year, but he's not performed really well in the playoff crunch. Plus, last year he seemed to have atrophied and faded significantly in his play.
A lot of that would probably have to do with injury. I don't think he's completely washed, but is he the same guy at 40 that he was at 30? Probably not. But I would say a lot of that probably is hand and his rib injury. But I'll tell you this much, Lou, and thank you for calling from Rochester. We're talking about the New York Jets here. You want to tell me about Aaron Rodgers and his playoff record? The New York Jets are now the team in professional sports in North America that are on the longest drought. 2010. The Sacramento Kings are in the playoffs right now. Before this weekend, they didn't know what the playoffs were. Since 2006, the New York Jets haven't been to the playoffs since their 2010 season. It's called being desperate. Okay, the New York Jets haven't seen the playoffs since January of 2011. And if you want to talk about actually winning something, the New York Jets haven't done that since 1968, 1969. It's called being desperate. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you about DeAndre Hopkins on the other side of the break. Give you an update on this Kings game. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love. Embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.